Good evening from Naples tonight, where you can see the conditions beginning to worsen as we speak. Already the water is churning here out in the ocean, and it is pouring now here in Naples. A full 24 hours before the eye of this hurricane is expected to be right over Naples. They're expecting winds of 100 miles per hour or more, lasting several hours here across much of western Florida. Let's take you right to the track. A lot of attention paid to this track today because of its westward shift, and we've now begun to see Hurricane Irma start to make that turn to the northwest. Tornado watch is in effect until midnight in southern Florida. Irma is expected to slam the Florida Keys at dawn and then march right up the coast right here to Naples, Fort Myers, Tampa, all along the coast tonight. Look at this, the fury that's laid up downtown Miami. million evacuees seeking safety from Florida to Georgia. And look at this hockey arena in southwest Florida, completely packed up. Those are people who heeded the warnings today when that track began to shift more westward. That's what the Chief Meteorologist in New Zealand is tracking.
And David, that track hasn't moved much now. Look at this. 2 a.m. Saturday, the worst side of the storm right over Key West. Then it moves north and by the afternoon over Naples. Finally, Monday morning in Tampa and eventually into Georgia by late Monday into Tuesday. So that's the track, but here are the impacts. Storm surge, the number one threat. 5 to 10 feet, that includes Tampa Bay. 10 to 15 includes Marco Island. Miami, 4 to 6. And here are the wind gusts at noon tomorrow. Just to give you an idea of what the hours, 127 miles per hour. Marathon, up to 15 inches of rain can come with the storm, too. David?
So the storm surge, 15 inches of rain, 127 miles per hour wind, as you heard Ginger just say there. It's a worry right now. Possible tornadoes. Maybe this is Gio Benitez. This is Miami for us. Gio.
David, right now we are feeling the incredible power of these outer bands. The eye may be by Cuba, doesn't matter. We are feeling those gusts, we are feeling the rain. These are exactly the kinds of conditions that could actually create those tornadoes.